Afternoon, Don.
Afternoon, Chris. It's an exciting day. It's another Windows day. We have a new friend with us today.
Yes, Amanda Silver from one of the most important teams in all of Microsoft.
Hey, Don. Hey, Chris.
And you're from what team?
Oh, Visual Basic.
Yes, that's fabulous. You know, last Windows day, it's been a year. It seems such a short time.
Yes.
Last Windows days, we were so excited about Vista shipping. It just brought us to song.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Yeah. This year, most exciting release of the year, Visual Basic 9, of course.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, no question. No question. What are you getting Megan, your wife, for Christmas this year?
Oh, I'm definitely... She's getting Visual Basic under the tree.
You know what I got for Barb? I got her Visual Basic Professional.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
She's going to so love that.
Yeah?
And I'm confident there's lots of extra value in that. But beyond what's in the Express version. So I hope you... Did you go all out for Megan?
Oh, I went Team Server. I went all the way.
Oh,
all the way.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. And Amanda? Are you getting Visual Basic for anyone for Christmas?
I'm getting Visual Basic for everyone for Christmas.
Wow.
Everyone can get Visual Basic Express off of MSDN.
On you?
Yeah.
You're gonna pick up the charge.
I'm gonna pick it up.
Wow,
that's great. And you know it's gonna cost money because people are gonna download it and it's gonna take lots of bandwidth off our web server.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's important to spread the message.
Wow. Amanda, I just you're
so generous.
The generosity of your spirit is just stunning. So Chris, you know, the last year we've been working with Amanda's team, which works on Visual Basic, and I've really learned a lot about how I think about programming in general. I learn a lot every year, but I learned a bunch of new things this year, which I wouldn't have learned otherwise. I was amazed to find out how many Visual Basic programmers there are roaming the planet.
Oh, it's incredible.
Walking the Earth right now, how many Visual Basic programmers are there?
Oh, I don't know. Millions.
Tens of millions?
If you count VBA... We're talking in that range, yeah.
Wow. And after this video, it'll be like twice that.
Oh, yes. This is definitely one of the big recruiting videos for the VB Army. Fabulous. Chris, I know that you guys worked really hard this year to do a bunch of new features. Chris, what's your favorite feature in the new language?
I think my number one feature, the one I really love, is the relaxed delegates. You can omit all that, you know, sender as object, all that goo. If you just want to have a button click, you can just say button click, paren, you're done.
Wow. I love that. That's cool. Amanda, what's your favorite feature?
It's really hard for me to decide. It's like having two children and having, it's like, the choice where you have to decide which one to give away, but query and XML.
Okay. Those are fabulous features.
Those are great.
I also have two favorite features of Visual Basic. One is the fact that the query comprehension syntax doesn't require me to put that redundant select at the end of the query.
It's nice.
I love just being able to say from X and Y where blah, and just you know what I mean. Thank you for knowing what I mean. Thank you for understanding me, Amanda. Right, no one else understands me but you and your compiler. Thank you. The other thing I really love is, unlike a lot of languages, which I've really grown quite fond of, when I write the program, I can actually look at it the next day and understand it. Right. As much as I love writing Lisp and Scheme, in fact, my favorite programming language to write is Scheme. My least favorite programming language to read is Scheme. Whereas Visual Basic, I've actually gotten to be pretty facile with the language and be able to write in it. But what's great is I can actually go back the next day and read it, and I can read other people's Visual Basic. And what I love is that whole natural way that the visual of the syntax really kind of guides you through and helps you understand what's going on. So for me, I actually find it to be a natural way to speak to the computer and to have other programmers speak to me.
That's great.
And you know, along those lines, I was thinking, if Visual Basic is so good for speaking, I wonder how it would be for singing.
I don't know, Don. Maybe we should find out.
So why don't we give this little program I wrote a try? So, shall we?
Yes, and for those of you following along at home, get your copy of Visual Studio Express ready to go
and
start typing.
And actually, just load this program up in the debugger and do F10 on each line. That would be fine. Ready?
Module VB dim I var as integer equals 3 times 3. Sub main for each I in my var console write, hello VB. With I console write dot value, and with rem a language so true. If I is not nothing then, console write line, and if rem, console write some XML. Next and sub and module.
Happy Windows Day.
Happy Windows Day.
Happy Windows Day.